You know, she tells him, light is evil. The devil is light. Do not succumb to the devil's charm. The devil's charms hang from his belt in sparkling crystal, crystal that prisms his evil light. She puts down the shade, she turns out the light, better. But there are cracks along the door frame, so she seals them off with clay. But there's light in his eyes, so she sews them closed. Now, she tells him, we are safe from the devil. But she sees his outline in the darkness, and vision means light, somewhere, light. His eyes are closed, he will not see it. She closes hers and thinks of darkness, which is safe. At last. Safe. She asks what he is thinking about. He tells her he remembers the tiny blue pinstripes behind the pink flowers on the wallpaper. He remembers the way the orange sun would set in his drink. He remembers tracing lines of yellow light that fell through the living room blinds onto her skin. And he wonders if the devil has an accordion to play, or a monkey to dance in the colors of his glittering charms, and she reminds him, no, this is evil. Colors are light. Light is evil. You mustn't think of colors. He asks what he should think about. He asks what she is thinking about. Nothing. You and I must think of nothing. Then we are saved from evil. They sit in silence. They sit in redemption. Until he asks, what color are the devil's eyes?